I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano on this edition of the AFN Aviano Report, WIC Overseas and SLIFE to VICE. The Women, Infants, and Children Overseas Program at Aviano Air Base works to supplement the food you regularly buy with additional nutritional food items. In addition to offering suggestions for meal planning, food preparation, and healthy yet simple recipes, they also provide specialized trainings that are not offered to those receiving WIC in the United States.
WIC Overseas provides various educational trainings and services to support pregnant, postpartum, and breastfeeding mothers attached to Aviano Air Base, as well as infants and children. Examples of their care include breastfeeding advice, infant massages, complimentary breast pumps for use, and dietary counseling for expecting and new mothers. Megan Romaine, WIC Overseas Competent Professional Authority, says they currently service over 300 families within Wyvern Nation and urges anyone interested in participating to contact the WIC office to find out whether they qualify.
We tend to get this stigma that I make too much money. I would not be eligible for that. And you never know, because most people are thinking about WIC in the States, which is low income. That is not what this is. This is a benefit. Instead, they should call us. Just call and we can check over the phone if they're eligible or not.
Romaine also says the program strives to spread the word as much as possible, with the goal of having every eligible family benefiting from their free services. I'm Airman First Class Brandon Nelson, AFN News.
SLIFE to VICE. With your Air Force News, I'm Staff Sergeant Jasmine Granger. General James SLIFE is the 41st Vice Chief of Staff of the Air Force. SLIFE is a command pilot with experience in several leadership positions, most recently as the Air Force's Deputy Chief of Staff of Operations. General David Alvin, Chief of Staff of the Air Force, says with SLIFE's history of leaving things better than he found them, having him on the team is the best fit for the force. As the service's second highest ranking military officer, SLIFE is responsible for organizing, training, and equipping nearly 700,000 total force airmen and civilians worldwide. SLIFE says the force is facing a different strategic environment and must continue to accelerate change to be competitive for decades to come. That's today's Air Force News.
That's the AFN Aviano Report. I'm Senior Airman Nicole Molignano.